Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1470, air date August 6th, 2024.
Everyone, this is Dr. Shiva Ayadure. I'm here with my running mate, Crystal Ellis, and we're going to have a very, very important conversation that everyone should understand is important to what we're talking about today. And that's about the fact that only a real Indian can defeat the fake Indian. And we're talking about racist Kamala Harris, who has unleashed her lawyers to kick Dr. Shiva off the ballot, Shiva for president off the ballot. That's what we're going to talk about. And we're just coming off the lawsuit that just took place where in the New Jersey court, myself and Crystal were on there exposing Kamala Harris. But again, we have to understand, look, the reality is that Trump attempted to act like a Indian. You know, he puts on all that makeup and but he doesn't get it quite right. He does the orange shit. But then so they really needed a real Indian or an Indian. So they brought in Kamala Harris, who's a fake Indian. But the reason they brought her in is because they're really afraid of the real Indian, which is me. OK, and we've seen this before in Massachusetts with Elizabeth Warren. But the reality is I want to have a serious discussion about this. What really happened? Many of you know we're getting on the ballot in every state except for four states. You'll see us on the ballot or you can we'll be a write-in candidate except for four states. And this has been a Herculean effort that we've been working on. Right, Crystal? In every state, every day, we have close to 200,000 volunteers and supporters who've been helping the real campaign, which is us. Our campaign for president is the real campaign. All these other campaigns are fake campaigns, fake campaigns. Now, Kamala Harris's campaign specifically is the fake Indian campaign. And why am I talking about this? Okay, as you can see in this title, we're saying Dr. Shiva versus Kamala. And that's how you say it, Kamala, with the Tamil Indian accent, not Kamala. It's Kamala. Okay, everyone try that. Can you try that? Kamala. Crystal, can you try that, please?
Kamala.
Kamala, yeah. So everyone say that. Okay. So now you can see that the racist Kamala has unleashed her lawyers to kick us off the ballot. And guess what? This was done in New Jersey. Many people know New Jersey is a center of a lot of Indians. A lot of Indians like to come to New Jersey. I came here in 1970 to Paterson, New Jersey, and then to Clifton, Parsippany, Livingston. A lot of Indians live there. But a lot of these Indians are fake Indians. Fake Indians. A lot of fake Indians in New Jersey. And what do I mean fake Indians? Brahmin Indians. Yeah, Brahminism loves Zionism, loves Nazism. You see, most Indians are like me, okay? The darkies, the low caste non-Brahmins, and you won't find a lot of them here. You will find primarily these Brahmin Indians who think you, whether you're whatever color you're less than them. Whether you're white, black, Indian, African, they think they're better than you, these fake Indians. The majority of Indians are like me. We come bottoms up. We are working people. We do all the hard work. The fake Indians do not like you. And we're talking broadly. You see, there's now in the United States, there's a caste system. They want to treat all of us like second class citizens, all of us. Crystal, you've experienced this right there in Nebraska, right? You go to an Indian temple, you see these fake Indians there. Maybe you want to let people know a little bit about these fake Indians.
Yep, they're definitely in the temples throughout the United States, let alone in my own home state. The caste system exists within the Hindu temples in the United States. They will treat people differently, not just off the color of their skin, but off their last name, off their title, their position in society, how they came to the United States even.
Yeah, Vivek Ramaswamy, another seriously snaky fake Indian. Fake Indian. We're all Indians. We're all Indians ultimately, right? We're all Indians. That's what we want to say. We're all brothers and sisters, right? But Kamala Harris is a fake fucking Indian. And she has unleashed, now getting back to the serious issues, we got on the ballot in New Jersey, okay? We got on the ballot in New Jersey. She unleashed her lawyers to make sure that we would not be on the ballot. We got on the ballot, we got all the signatures, we got all the electors legitimately. So on Thursday, I got a call from our New Jersey state leader, Rose Cius, right? We get a call saying that another fake Indian, a fat fucking lawyer, Rajik Parikh, right. Sorry, I get his name wrong. P-R-I-K-H. Sorry, I forget the A. Rajik Parikh. And if you look at him, he looks like a soy boy, a fat fucking lawyer. Obviously, he's never worked for a living, but he's done something in New Jersey. He's kissed ass. He's kissed ass all his life, this guy Parikh, okay? Parikh has kissed ass all his life, and that's his name, Rajik Parikh. He kissed ass to get it, become the senior counsel of the really corrupt governor of New Jersey, Murphy, Phil Murphy, who was all for vaccine mandates. Many of you know, in 2019 and 2020, I was the one out there leading massive protests, and we won stopping vaccine mandates in New Jersey. I did that. Our movement did that. Not Booby fucking Kennedy. Booby fucking Kennedy was trying to do, you know, backdoor whatever fucking deals with the Democrats. But in New Jersey, our movement stopped the vaccine mandates, period. And it's all out there, documented. But Phil Murphy was for those vaccine mandates. This guy, Rajik Parikh, is his senior counsel, okay? And then he accompanied Parikh and Murphy went to India, okay? But you see, most of these Indian cocksuckers, they spend all their time cocksucking and they get into positions. He gets voted the most important lawyer, South Asian lawyer. That means you did a lot of cocksucking. That's all that means. When you win these awards from the establishment, that means you are a serious fucking cocksucker. And that's what Rajik Parikh is. Okay, anyway, he got this Indian Brahmin to file a lawsuit on behalf, and this Parikh lawyer, sorry, I can't pronounce his name. It's easier to call him Parikh because that's what he is. He represents a Democratic State Party of New York. So the Democratic State Party of New York, sorry, New Jersey, Democratic State Party of New Jersey. He's a lawyer. This Brahmin Indian, fake Indian, is a lawyer for the Democratic State Party of New Jersey. Filed a lawsuit to kick me off the ballot saying I'm not qualified because I'm naturalized citizen. Well, guess what? The FEC says a naturalized citizen can run. The Supreme Court has ruled in March 2024, ruling Trump versus Anderson, that no one can be thrown off a state ballot for a federal election. The state can only throw off a state candidate, okay? Not a federal candidate. And moreover, the 14th Amendment and Schneider versus Rusk, as well as a Bowling versus Sharp, has said that you cannot discriminate between a naturalized citizen and natural born. Now, these pricks, these Democrat racist pricks, are the same ones who said blacks should be segregated. It was the Democratic sexist racist party in collusion with the Republicans who told women to take a hike. They laughed at women when women came to attempt to get to vote in the early 1900s. It was a Democratic Party in collusion with the Republican Party. And it is a Democratic Party, supposed the party of diversity and LGBT rights, who doesn't want me on the ballot in New Jersey. And so here you have an Indian Parikh, who has been unleashed by Kamala Harris, right here, the fake Indian. And why do I call Kamala Harris a fake Indian? Well, she hasn't gone through the immigrant journey. She's fucked her way to every fucking position she got. Real Indians don't do that. Seriously, she fucked her way into every fucking position she got. Let's be honest. She's a Zionist hoodlum. She's a Brahmin. You see, she comes from Brahmins from both sides. Her father is a Jamaican black, and Jamaican blacks think they're better than all the other blacks. Seriously. And she comes from a Tamil Brahmin mother, and her kind of people are the ones who would spit on people like my mother, calling them non-Brahmin. So this is very personal. So all you fucking idiotic Democrats who think, oh, we got Kamala. Well, she's a fucking racist with a Parikh who she's trying to get me off the ballot in New Jersey. So how do you reconcile that? You can't reconcile it. The reality is I'm the real Indian. She's a fake Indian. And as we say, only a real Indian can defeat the fake Indian. You see, the swarm has gotten rid of Trump. He's fucking useless for them now. He tried to do that fake shooting, staging. It didn't work too well. Everyone caught on to it. The Zionists have used him. So they needed to bring out somebody else. So they said, let's bring this fake Indian out. That's what's going on. They have a fake Indian. And the real threat to the fake Indian is Crystal and I, our campaign. By the way, Crystal's more Indian, as you will see in the next days to come, far more Indian than Kamala Harris. Far more Indian. Wouldn't you say so, Crystal?
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I definitely celebrate the culture more. I've probably surrounded myself with more real Indians. And I probably eat more Indian food than she does.
Yeah. And furthermore, if you want to know some really good Indian food, you can watch one of my videos on lamb curry. Kamala Harris does not know how to make fucking lamb curry. I do. And I will teach it to you. Okay. And if you give $50 to my campaign or whatever you want to give, I will send you my lamb curry recipe. It's the only real Indian lamb curry. Kamala Harris has never made an Indian meal. She doesn't know how to make one, but she does know how to suck cock. Okay. That's how she got into her position. Seriously, she sucked everyone's cock on the way up. And that's how these fake Indians make it. They brown nose and they suck cock. Rajiv Prick, who was the opposing lawyer who I destroyed, exposing all of his cock sucking, didn't know what to say. We brought out the fact that the FEC gives me the right to run. We brought out the fact, Trump versus Anderson, we brought out the fact, the 14th Amendment, and we brought out the fact of non-justiciable issues. He didn't even know what the fuck to say. He would blah, blah, blah. You know, he was talking nonsense. He couldn't even pronounce Shiva, right? That's how much of a fake Indian. How many Indians can pronounce Shiva? He's a fake Indian. So we have a very important choice this campaign in 2024. You must choose the real Indian. That's me, because only a real Indian can defeat the fake Indian. And we'll talk more about this, but I wanted to get this out there because we were in court today defending our right to be on the ballot in New Jersey and the unconstitutionality, the illegality, and the unlawful behavior of the Democratic Party of New Jersey to attempt to throw a real Indian off the ballot on behalf of a fake Indian, Kamala Harris. Crystal, I think I've said enough. Why don't you say some real Indian stuff?
Well, I'll definitely say also what Kamala and this lawyer have in common is they like to try to persecute other brown people. So that's what Kamala spent most of her career doing, right, is locking up brown people. And so
shades of brown people. Yeah.
All shades of brown people. So they're not what they claim to be. They might speak the words, but they definitely do the opposite of what they claim to do. So if you missed today, I'm sorry, but it was great hearing. So thank you, Dr. Shiva, for...
And remember, we have been through this before, okay? Because we challenged this other fucking fake Indian, and I was the one who forced her to take the DNA test. She had to sprinkle in Peruvian genes even to get to 1 out of 1,024, okay? This has happened before. We've seen this before. Where have we seen this before? Here, all right? Fake Indian, real Indian. Yes, Liawatha, and we have Kamala, okay? Kamala the Bullshitala, okay? That's what she is, okay? We're dealing with fake Indians. All of us are Indians, remember that. We all have shades of brown in us, okay? But these fake Indians do not like you. They hate the American people. The fake Indians. Trump is a fake Indian. Why does he put on all that fucking shit? He's trying to be brown. He doesn't get it right. He gets it orange, okay? And if you notice, a lot of the fake Indians try to get brown. It's fascinating to watch them. And they don't get it quite right, right? But anyway, I know I'm going off a little bit here, talking a bunch of nonsense, but you can just put up with me because it's been a long day. The bottom line is that we have a huge opportunity in 2024 where we have to recognize if we want to beat this, frankly, I hate to say this, this woman is actually a whore. That's what she is. Sorry to say this, but that's what she is. She slept her way to everything she's gotten. Same with Kennedy's other whore, right? That woman that he found. I mean, that God knows. You know, Crystal, and you know, is one of the most people with the highest integrity. She fights with me shoulder to shoulder on behalf of the working people of this country. But our movement is about you wanting to save yourself. So go to Shiva for President. If you believe only a real Indian can defeat a fake Indian, and you want to end the fake Indians. You see, the fake Indians want to keep all of us on the plantation. Our goal is to get you off the plantation. And that's what this movement's about. Now, This is a little bit of a joke, but it's also true. Okay? And the truth of this is Kamala Harris has never worked a day in her life. She has persecuted all poor people, people of color, of all colors, white, black, etc. Trump is just fucking a fool, okay? The guy has already proven that he doesn't care for the American people. He gave Anthony Fauci a presidential commendation award 12 hours before he left office. He never locked up Hillary. He locked up his own people. He made sure Pfizer made $100 billion in 1 year. He sucks Zionist cock really good. That's what he does. And all his whole family is a bunch of Zionists, okay? They've profited from Zionism. So because of our work, people were figuring out Trump. They said, fuck, we need a fake Indian, okay? Because that worked in Massachusetts, okay? Let's try it in the national level. So they pulled out this fake Indian, and she is a fake Indian. She's a racist fake Indian, and they do not want me on the ballot anywhere because they know that the real Indians like you will vote for me, okay? The real Indians, when I mean the real Indians are the warriors who want to fight. When you were a child, didn't you want to be an Indian? Yeah, you did, right? You wanted to fight, right? That's what this is about. So if you want to be a real Indian and you realize that only a real Indian can defeat the fake Indian, you must vote for Dr. Shiva and Crystal Ellis for president and vice president in 2024, period, okay? Again, remember, we'll have more news coming on this as it unfolds, but the bottom line is we were in court today and we defended our campaign from these Brahminist, racist scumbags who hate all American people. And the fat fucking lawyer, another prick, a Brahmin Indian, was telling us, oh, it's really nice that you're a naturalized citizen, but you know, you can't be president. Bullshit. Maybe he should go back to wherever the fuck he came from. I'm sure Indians won't accept him. He's gonna have to find some other place to go, okay? But anyway, we wanted to give you the reality of what's going on. The swarm has found a fake Indian, but only a real Indian can defeat a fake Indian. Crystal, anything else? Crystal will be, you will see Crystal shortly demonstrating that she is a real Indian. Right, Crystal?
Sure. Sure, we'll okay. Do a video for sure.
let's see what other comments we have. Bottoms Up Movement is right here. What is this here? You are Hindu, Dr. Shiva, could be come. I don't know what this person's saying. They can't speak English. Let's see. All right. Anyway, everyone, so keep an eye out for what's going to happen. Get out there and support Shiva for president. Get out there and vote. In some states, you can write us in, but get involved. Shiva for president. And remember, as we've said many, many times before, only a real Indian can defeat the fake Indian. Thank you. Be well. Be the light. Thank you. Stay on, Crystal. Bye-bye.